it's Darlene. How are you?
Darlene. Hey, Darlene. Darlene, what's your good news?
I got a raise at both of my jobs in the same week.
Wow.
Whoa. Make it rain, sweet. Darlene.
I was so excited. I was like, wow, what's going on?
I love that you don't even understand why you got a raise. I don't know where that came from. All of a sudden, they want to pay me more money. I was like, all right.
I'm keeping it.
Yeah.
Right. In all these trying times, I'm like, yep, I'll take it.
I'll take it. That's Darlene over there.
Thank you.
Ooh, that's a good one, too.
Show me the money!
I thought that was me.
Something good. On our Facebook page, Diane just posted a little photo. This little guy entered our universe today.
No way!
That's sweet. Alicia said we got to see the alewives fish migrating up the brook to Highland Lake. What's that all about? That's cool. Courtney's birthday is Monday. Happy birthday, Courtney. Sarah says my fiance and I get to have 50 people at our wedding next Saturday. Wow.
Wow.
Wait, that's Sarah Irish who we've talked to, and they thought they had to cancel everything, and they were trying to figure it all out.
Yeah.
So I guess they're going to be able to do it. Wow, that's crazy.
That's pretty cool.
How do you do a wedding? I mean, it's going to be very weird.
Yeah, everyone's probably going to be in masks.
You know what? We should talk to her next week and figure out what's the procedure for weddings.
Yeah.
You know, because if you can have up to 50 people, that's great, but it's still going to be weird.
I'm going to write it down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kate sold her car. Oh, yeah. My good news is I'm going to Lee today to sign the paperwork.
Woo!
Upgrading my Jeep. I'm so excited. I'll make sure to remember to post a picture or two.
Yeah, try of you laying across the top of it.
In my short shorts?
In your short shorts.
Any other requests?
Holding a picture of Todd.
Creepo? Holding a picture of Todd?
In his
tiki tank top?
Tiki tank.
Tiki, tiki, tiki. That sounds like a... 79 Coast, if you want to tell us something good. 792-6278. Luann says it's the last day of remote learning for my three kids.
Oh, baby.
Hallelujah. When's Wyatt's last day?
June 11th. Thanks for asking. Wow. June 11th, wow. Everyone. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Tell me something
good. And you can also post on our Facebook page if you want and get your votes in for the text deal. It sounds like Cher's going to win, but
yes,
it's not guaranteed.
What's that, a hat trick? Did I just get a hat trick?
Yeah, you may have a hat trick.
Look at us being all
3 for 3.
Butchy sports people.
Sarah!
Hey!
Hey, tell us something good.
So, really, I have lots of good things, but mainly that I get to hear you guys this morning.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Come on, Sarah.
Come on, you got something better than that.
Yeah,
that's very nice.
I had a schedule change, so I get to actually listen and enjoy it.
Oh, good. So, what? How do you say you're
working early?
You're working earlier. Okay. What time do you get to work?
Normally, I don't go until 10:30. So,
what's that like?
Yeah.
Imagine that.
I'm a PSS. I go take care of elderly people.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. But so your schedule changed to a little bit earlier now.
Just for today.
Just for today. Okay. So you got to listen.
Normally, when I'm up, it's the kids going crazy at me.
Right.
So. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of course.
But before this, I was at a different client where I was up every morning and listened to you my whole way.
I know. Yeah, it's got to be a weird time in a job like that, but you're doing good work, and I know that they appreciate that. And even if they don't necessarily appreciate it, you know their families do, definitely, you know.
Yeah.
I get rewarded by it, honestly.
Yeah. Good for you.
The pay is the reward.
That's right.
Oh, you're a good girl.
All right,
well,
sweetheart.
Thank you, guys. You're awesome.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
You're awesome, too. We'll talk to you soon. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks. Bye. Tell me
something good. Tell us something good. Hi, who's this?
Hey, Blake. It's Mark.
Mark.
It was a song suggestion.
Oh, boy.
You can call in suggestions.
Okay. We're not doing that right now. We're still on the old one.
I know.
Okay.
I know,
well, Mark, you're screwing everything up here. You're messing up my flow. What's your song suggestion? Real quick, I'm going to write it down.
somebody needs to choose something from the Cindy Lauper catalog.
Oh!
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Cindy
Lauper. No, dibs. Dibs. Cindy Lauper. I got dibs.
Crap.
Chee-bop. Chee-bop.
Chee-bop.
Okay. All right, Mark, we got to get to other people's good news, but I'm writing down your that's a good tip. Thank you.
That's good.
I drove all night. Thank you.
I drove all night.
Night.
Is that Celine Dion?
Celine Dion remade it, and it was amazing.
What is it originally, Cindy Lauper?
It could be.
I didn't know that.
Neither did I.
Well, anyway. Hey, look, it's our friend Colleen.
Hey.
Sweet Colleen, you got me all under.
Sweet Colleen.
Hi, guys. I missed you.
I know.
Thanks for keeping us all, entertained through these strange times. But
you're sweet.
Something good. So, not about Lyman's today, but about something much bigger. There's a group of Maine-based companies who've joined forces to try to do some good in terms of fighting food insecurity in Maine. So it's really about donations to the Good Shepherd Food Bank. We decided to put together a basket of Maine goodies. So 13 companies, a lot of giveaways. The basket is worth over $1,600 retail value for merch and food and coupons and other good stuff like that.
It's a big-ass basket.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. A lot of Fiasco has a gift card, Luke's Lobster gift card, Maine Beer Company. There's a sea bag.
I love sea bags.
Yeah, wow. Ocean's Balance, some seaweed products, Grandiose Granola, Nibmore Chocolates. So the great thing is, so every $10 donation is a chance to win this basket. But every $10 donation is also a chance to give 40 meals to those in need, more importantly.
Right, because that's the deal. The deal with Good Shepherd Food Bank, if you don't know, is they kind of are like the umbrella organization for all the food banks across Maine. They work with a lot of different local partners, but they funnel everything down. And the best way to help is to give them money because they have, buying power.
Mm-hmm.
And $1 provides 4 meals. So with your $10 raffle ticket, that alone is 40 meals.
That's
insane.
You
can feel good about that. And then if you can afford to do more than that, then you'd... So how are donations so far? Do you have 20, 30...
By midday, we had 5,000 donations, which is...
5,000 different donations or $5,000?
$5,000. So $5,000 in donations, which is 20,000 meals.
Wow.
Right.
So this is open. We're keeping the raffle open through June 3rd.
Why not? It's 10 bucks. If you can afford 10 bucks, it could 40 meals, just knowing you're providing 40 meals with 10 bucks and the chance to win something, it's like,
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thanks for helping us spread the word, guys.
We love it. We love it. Well, thanks, all Colleen. Right. And tell all the blueberry farmers we say hello.
Yeah, we miss you.
That's an easy way to social distance, by the way, is go out there and rake some blueberries.
Yes.
Thanks for calling.
Soon. Bye-bye.
We're going to put it. Do we find the link?
I did, and I put it on the Facebook page.
Done!
Boom!
All right, get your raffle tickets. 10 bucks. Every 10 bucks. Provides 40 meals, and you go, how does that work? Good Shepherd Food Bank can turn a dollar into 4 meals because they have, buying partners and all that stuff. So you give Good Shepherd Food Bank a dollar, they turn it into 4 meals for folks in need in Maine. So that's a great way to do it. Some cool prizes and a basket of goodies from a bunch of different Maine companies. So I'm glad Colleen is getting the word out on that. We'll put a link on our Facebook page.